This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ, repent, and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website at gospel2africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs. Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written over 50 Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com. And our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. We have links to African language Bibles found at our Facebook page. Again, the Facebook address is facebook.com/gospel2africa. The broadcast today relies on one of Terry Priestap's blog articles from November 8, 2014, and the core of this message can be found among Terry's blogs at our website. Today I have added some of my own comments to Terry's writing. Many of the African liberation movements against colonial ruling powers began with speeches for freedom and liberty from their historic rulers. People quite naturally want to be free. Free to live where and how they want, to work where they want to, and free to travel within their nation and outside to other countries. At the end of the movie Braveheart, the Scottish patriot William Wallace shouted at the top of his lungs, "Freedom!" It was one of my favorite moments in the film. Freedom is a value and a hope that seems to be embedded in virtually every human heart. Many years ago, one of the American presidents, Franklin Roosevelt, articulated this as four freedoms: freedom of speech, of worship, freedom from want, and freedom from fear. Historically, very few countries have achieved that for their people, mostly because of greed and the desire for power by the few over the many. But friends, there are some freedoms far greater than mere political freedoms. Jesus came to set us free. There may be more, but I have found at least six freedoms. Jesus said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." John 8:32. Freedom from Satan's lies about you and lies about God. He set us free from the bondage of the law as the means of salvation. Christ has set us free. Stand fast, therefore, and do not submit to a yoke of slavery. That's Galatians 5:1. The law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. That's Romans 8:2. He set us free from the fear of death. Through death, He might destroy the one who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those who, through fear of death, were subject to lifelong slavery. That's Hebrews 2:14 and 15. He has delivered us from sin's power in our lives. Now you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, and the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. That's Romans 6:22. Finally, he has saved us from the penalty of sin by dying for us while we were still sinners. Romans 5:8 says, God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. I would like to add that he also saves us from worry by committing to never leaving us or forsaking us all of our lives right to the end. That's Hebrews 13:6. So I think that is six freedoms, and they are eternal promises by God sealed by the blood of his Son. Maybe you can think of some more. Give thanks that you have so much more than four freedoms based on political promises by a political leader. You might even want to shout freedom, because as Jesus said, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. That's John 8:32. Freedom indeed. Everyone seeks freedom. Freedom is the highest virtue. It is sought after by all who are or consider themselves to be oppressed. But freedom in Christ is not the same as political or economic freedom. In fact, some of the most harshly oppressed people in history have had complete freedom in Christ. The Bible tells us that spiritually speaking, no one is free. In Romans 6, Paul explains that we are all slaves. We are either slaves to sin or slaves to righteousness. Those who are slaves to sin cannot free themselves from it. But once we are freed from the penalty and power of sin through the cross of Jesus, we become a different kind of slave. And in that slavery, we find complete peace and true freedom. Although it seems like a contradiction, the only true freedom in Christ comes to those who are his slaves. Slavery has come to mean degradation, hardship, and inequality. But the biblical paradigm is the true freedom of the slave of Christ who experiences joy and peace, the products of the only true freedom we will ever know in this life. There are 124 occurrences in the New Testament of the word doulos, which means someone who belongs to another, or the term bondslave, with no ownership rights of his own. Unfortunately, most modern Bible versions translate doulos as servant or bondservant. But a servant is one who works for wages and who, by virtue of his work, is owed something from his master. The Christian, on the other hand, has nothing to offer the Lord in payment for his forgiveness, and he is totally owned by the Master, meaning Jesus, who bought him with his shed blood on the cross. Christians are purchased by that blood and are the possession of their Lord and Savior. We are not hired by him, we belong to him. Read Romans 8:9 and 1 Corinthians 7:4. So slave is really the only proper translation of the word doulos from the Greek. Far from being oppressed, the slave of Christ is truly free. We have been set free from sin by the Son of God who said, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. John 8:36. That's a great verse to memorize, by the way. Now the Christian can truly say, along with Paul, through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:2. We now know the truth, and that truth has set us free. Romans 8:32. Paradoxically, through our bondage to Christ, we have also become sons and heirs of the Most High God. Read Galatians chapter 4. As heirs, we are partakers of that inheritance, eternal life, which God confers on all of his children. This is a privilege beyond any earthly treasure we could ever inherit, while those in bondage to sin inherit only spiritual death and an eternity in hell. Why, then, do so many Christians live as though they are still in bondage? Well, for one thing, we often rebel against our master, refusing to obey him and clinging to our old lives. We hold on to the sins that once bound us to Satan as our master. Because our new nature still lives in the old fleshly nature, we are still drawn to sin. But Paul tells the Ephesians to put off the old self with its deceit and corruption and put on the new self with its righteousness. Put off lying and put on truthfulness. Put off stealing and put on usefulness and work. Put off bitterness, rage, and anger, and put on kindness, compassion, and forgiveness. Read Ephesians chapter 4. We have been set free from the bondage of sin, but we often put the chains back on because part of us loves the old life. Furthermore, often we do not realize that we have been crucified with Christ, Galatians 2:20, and that we have been reborn as completely new creatures, 2 Corinthians 5:17. The Christian life is one of death to self and rising to walk in the newness of life, Romans 6:4. And that new life is characterized by thoughts about Him who saved us, not thoughts about the dead flesh that has been crucified with Christ. When we are continually thinking about ourselves and indulging the flesh in sins that we have been freed from, we are essentially carrying around a corpse full of rottenness and death. The only way to bury it fully is by the power of the Spirit, who is the only source of strength, and I do mean the Holy Spirit of God. We strengthen the new nature by continually feeding on the Word of God, and through prayer we obtain the power we need to escape the desire to return to the old life of sin. Then we will realize that our new status as slaves to Christ is the only true freedom, and we will call upon His power to not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. That's Romans 6:12. Friend, you are free to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior right now. Do not neglect this most important decision in your life. I am going to pray for each of you right now, and I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com. That works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. At that address, you can listen to past, present, and future programs, and we also have internet links to African language Bibles. You can find them on our Facebook page. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. Our main website address is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you were not able to write it down. We so enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about anything I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address. Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled Swanton, Ohio 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that is gospel2africa.com. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with this text from John chapter 8, verse 32. You will know the truth, and that truth will give you freedom.